This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, Ohio vaccinations surge after the $1 million lottery prize is announced. That story right after this short message.
Have you heard about Liberty University's one-of-a-kind scholarship? Students from families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually probably won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant, which provides vital funds for college. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of over $20,000 in 4 years. Want to know more? Text MAS to 49596 for more information. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
As states are coming through the COVID-19 pandemic and opening up more due to growing vaccination rates, Ohio is trying a new approach to encourage people to inoculate themselves against the coronavirus. After an 11-day pause of vaccinations due to reported adverse effects of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, Ohioans were hesitant to continue receiving doses of the controversial vaccine. But on May 12th, Republican Governor Mike DeWine announced the Buckeye State's new incentive program, dubbed the Ohio Vax-a-Million, a weekly lottery starting May 26th, financed by the federal pandemic relief funds, will be held for Ohio residents that are 18 years old or older and have had at least one COVID vaccine dose. The weekly winner will receive $1 million. Since the announcement, vaccination rates have jumped from 16% to 28% in just a few days. Stephanie McLeod, the director of the Ohio Health Department, said that this dramatic increase in vaccinations indicates that the Vax-a-Million drawing has been impactful in creating momentum for vaccinations throughout Ohio. We are grateful that the drawings are helping spur Ohioans to take this important measure to protect their health, their loved ones, and their community. We are seeing increasing numbers in all age groups, except those 80 and older, who are highly vaccinated already. Although the rate among the group is decreasing, it is doing so at a less rapid pace, demonstrating some positive impact even in that group. They also have an incentive program for students ages 12 through 17, that awards a full 4-year scholarship to attend Ohio public universities. The scholarship includes tuition, room, board, and books. As national demand for the COVID-19 vaccine has decreased, Ohio isn't the only state trying the lottery method to motivate people to take the vaccine. New York and Maryland are incentivizing their residents with prizes, too. After the brief 11-day pause, the CDC resumed their vaccine distribution on April 24th, but with warnings of the risks. Pray for the continued healing and protection from this pandemic.
I'm John Matarazzo for Charisma News. God bless you.